Hello.
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 Hello there, is it Janice?
Yes.
Hello there, Janice. It's Ben giving you a call back from MMA Legal. We spoke a few days ago on the phone in regards to a claim against the redress scheme. Now, is now a good time for you, Janice? You did say 10 a.m, so I do apologise. I'm running a bit behind.
I have a thing.
Is now a good time for you?
Yeah, I have a thing,
perfect, not a problem. Okay, and just to confirm, I've got your name as Janice Nicol. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got your email address is nicoljanice149@gmail.com. Is that correct, John?
Yes, yeah, correct, yeah.
Yep, perfect. And could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yeah, 12/4/74.
12/4/1974. Just your door number and your postcode, please, there, Janice.
163 G403QZ.
3QZ, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that Barrowfield Street?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's number 163, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Janice, no problem. Now, Janice, we're asking some questions in regards to your family. Now, this is just so, when we do go to the local authority to source your care records, we can find it a lot easier. Now, first of all, Janice, have you ever been known by any other names other than Janice Nicol?
Yeah.
What was your name, Melissa?
Cunningham.
Fantastic. That's fine. Switch out for you. Okay, no problem. And what are your parents' names, Janice? What are they called?
Grace Baird.
Sorry?
Is my mother. Grace Baird is my mother.
Grace Beard, yeah, no problem. And what about your father? You know.
Henry Mohern.
Okay, perfect. And do you know where you lived before you went into care, Janice? Before you went into the children's home?
Yeah.
The address you were at by the child?
Yeah.
What address is that, my love?
6 Skelbo Pass, S-K-E-L-B-O.
E-L-B-O, yeah, Pass.
And that's in Easter House in Glasgow.
Okay, no problem, that's fine. And have you got any brothers or sisters at all, Janice?
Yeah, I've got... Well, I had 2 sisters, but sadly one passed away, and I've got 2 brothers.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that. So, could I be able to take their names? Just the real reason we ask this, basically, like I say, when we do go to load your documents, it finds you a lot easier when we've got the full, you know, your full details. So, if you start with the brothers, if you can.
Charles Cunningham.
Charles Cunningham. Yep.
Jason Cunningham.
Jason Cunningham, yep.
And my sister that's alive is Vivian Cunningham.
Okay, that's fine. Let me just try and get this old address for you. So I'm just looking for the Skelbo address. So let's have a look. So that should be fine, to be fair. Would it have been G34, do you believe?
Yeah.
Yep. And is it the local authority? Is it under Easter House? The local authority?
Easter House Social Work Department.
Yep. Okay, fantastic. And how old was you when you went into care, Janice? How old was you actually when you actually got this in there?
12, 13 or 13, 14. It's from the
ages
of 12 to 14.
Yeah, I'll put 13 to 14, that's fine then. And what establishment did you get placed into, Janice? So what children's home was you in?
There's a lot.
There's a lot?
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Did you suffer abuse in a lot of the children's homes or just the odd one or two?
I'd say maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah, so we'll narrow it down to the ones that you... Yeah, we'll narrow it down to the ones that you suffered, you know, any kind of abuse, whether it's mental, physical or sexual. So we'll narrow it down to those ones. So which one was the first one of those that you was in?
Newfield.
Newfield.
And that was...
How old was you when you went into there?
Between the age of 12 and 14.
Yeah, so that was the first one, yeah? Okay, no problem. Not 12. So how long was you in there for, do you believe?
That I can't remember. I know it wasn't too long. Because I was moved there onto the next place, which would have been Cardross.
Cardross, I've heard about that one.
And the last one I was in was St Mary's, Kenya.
St Mary's where, sorry?
Kenya. St Mary's, Kenya. That was all the one word. K-E-N-M-U-R-E.
Yep, okay. U-R-E. Perfect. No problem. Let me just find the... let's get this one for you. So, was it Cardross Park? The children's home. Or was it Cardross Children's Home, Dumbarton?
I can't remember. All I know is it was a big building in the middle of a field. I think it was...
How long...
I was in that very long island.
So how long would you reckon using Cardross for? Just a random guess if you used to put a number on it.
Say maybe between 3 to 6 months.
Fine. And what about St Mary's?
St Mary's, oh, I think it was about 14. And I was in there until...
2 months?
No, I was 14 years when I went into St Mary's. I was there for 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5 years. So it's been for you. She's 14 to 17 or so. It's fine.
Then about 16. And Janice.
Now, Janice, if something was to happen to you, you're not here to collect the money on the compensation for you, who would you like to list as your beneficiary? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Well, I'm going to take your daughter's name.
Yeah, it's Rebecca.
Rebecca. So the same surname as yourself? Is it Rebecca Nicholl?
Yeah.
Yep. No problem there. Now, what we do need from you there, to be fair, to start a claim for you, John, is we do need photo ID and proof of address.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, with this, all that needs to be is, say, a bank, like a... driving license or a bus pass or a passport. So driving license, bus pass or a passport. And then just a letter, any letter whatsoever, dated in the last 3 months. So any letter. It could be a gas bill, water bill.
Right.
It could be, you know, any letter whatsoever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick message via WhatsApp. So please take a clear photo of ID and proof. So all you need to do there, my love, is just open WhatsApp Messenger for me on your phone. You'll see the message from myself there. All you need to do is click the camera in the corner once you've opened the message and just take a picture of two individual documents. So one of, say, a bus pass and one of, say, the letter that we need.
Yeah.
Now, are you able to do that while I'm just filling out the rest of this form for you there?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know once you've sent them over and I'll have a look at them. But make sure you include the full picture, please. So if it's, for example, a passport, include the full document. And then if it's a letter, include the full letter. So all four corners of each document, basically.
This letter I'm actually going to be sending, he's got my name on it for my husband's name.
Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as it's got your name on it and your address, and it's dated in the last 3 months, that's not a problem. Just needs to show you still live where you live.
Yeah, thanks. I just moved into this place for the 3 months ago, so...
Yeah, not a problem.
That should be it. Unless you need the full digit to all this passport, so I don't think I've got the full passport number one.
Let's have a look. So with the letter, could you just try and say that again, but include the full letter for me? Let me have a look at the passport. Passport should be fine. Try the same with the passport as well, please. So best, what you're best off doing is just putting it down on the table and then just taking a bird's eye view picture. With the passport, I know it's a bit tricky, but you might have to use your hand just to open it. But that's not a problem. But the letter, we just need to see the full letter. Yeah, so that's perfect for the letter. That's great. It works well. Now just a passport now. Yep, that's perfect. So what I'll do now there, Janice, as well, is I'll just take your statement for, obviously, the children's homes you was in, so the children's homes we've got here. And then once I've done that, what I'll do is I'll send a little e-sign document over for you to sign, which gives us the authority, of course, to go to the providers and request the information we need. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to read a small script to you to explain your funding options clearly, first of all. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself to vote as a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, up to £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, what that agreement is there, basically there, Janice, it's nice and simple for you. It's just a no-win, no-fee agreement. If you are unsuccessful, you bear no cost whatsoever, so nothing gets charged to you. And if you are successful, the solicitors have paid 16%. Yeah. Now, including VAT, works out as 20%, but that's just VAT what we always have to pay in England and Scotland and the United Kingdom. So let me just get the statement. So when you were placed into Newfield Children's Home, what kind of, you know, what kind of abuse you were facing? Was it mental? Was it physical? Was it, you know, sexual abuse?
Physical and mental.
Physical. Okay. Physical. And what kind of things would they do to you? I know it's quite, like I said, if you need to take a moment or anything like that, let me know. Sensitivity might be a bit traumatic, but like, what kind of things would they do?
The physical part, I do vaguely remember it went to court. I do remember that.
Yep.
And I remember the person in question, he had been found not guilty and gained his job back at the same premises that they were in. It was like he would pick objects up and throw them at us. I cannot remember the gentleman's name. I just can't.
Don't worry about that.
The mental abuse was the way you were spoken to, the way you were treated. Basically, if it wasn't their way, it was a highway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Biggest majority of times I stayed in the room.
Was this all in Newfield as well?
Yeah.
So we've got physical and mental abuse in Newfield. Mm-hmm. And what about when you moved to Cardross Children's Home? Was there anything in there?
Let me think. I know there was some mental abuse. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Just show your usual, you're shouting, you're screaming, it is telling us they're only worth it. That's all I can remember about Cardross.
Yeah. Write that down for you.
That's all I can remember. St. Mary's. I think for the first year and a half, it was more physical. Like getting restrained with 4 or 5 members of staff.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It was more physical at St. Mary's.
Yeah. You would be restrained, and as I said, it's 4 and 5 members of staff. Then you were carried to your room, just threw in your room with nothing in it, apart from your mattress. And that continued until I decided enough is enough, and I decided to fight back. And I don't think they liked it. But I think after that, when I was getting a different caseworker, things changed.
Yeah.
They helped, the person in question helped me. Obviously, what happened before that was never ever spoke about.
That's understandable.
And then obviously when I got to the age of 16, maybe just over the age of 16, that's when I was discharged. and his main house.
Yeah. But at least get your own house in the end. Like I say, I know a lot of people do go from that, but they just normally leave. No, they just normally dump you from the children's home and then just leave on their own, don't you? Normally, that's what I'm hearing a lot of.
Aye, that's exactly what
they don't give you much help. Yeah, a lot of people are the same thing. So they don't get much help. They just get basically thrown out into their own flat, which fair enough, get your own flat, but like I say, they don't tell you about bills. They don't help you in any way.
There was no furniture. I think they gave you a furniture deal back then, or that came to, I think that came to the social work a bit. Obviously, you had to provide receipts. You had to buy it first and then provide receipts. And I thought, this is bloody pointless.
Yeah.
After I left here, my life totally, I'm not saying my life changed for the better. There was ups and downs. There was a few suicide attempts and stuff like that. But the only reason I contacted you is because my sister contacted you. And she says, contact him. She's like, you've got a brain that obviously once I hang up on the phone, yeah, that's when I'll start remembering stuff.
It's worth doing something about, because I know it doesn't make, you know, what you've been through any better, but it gives you some gratification that what you went through clearly shouldn't have happened. And that's why we're now able to get this money back, which is good news, because the average payment for these type of claims is around £45,000. That's the average. It can be more than that. Yeah, it could be more than that. It can be less than that. But like I say, the average is around 45. We have heard people getting £100,000 back from this kind of thing. So,
it's
something that, you know...
My friend just got £100,000.
That's what
To me, and she says to my sister, it doesn't matter how much money they give you, it's still there.
That's it. It doesn't fix anything, does it? But the only thing it does is it gives you a bit of recollection of what you went through. It shouldn't have happened at the end of the day, you know, you were children. So that shouldn't have happened to you. So I'm just filling out the rest of this form now, and then once I've done this, I'm going to send you a quick text message. It'll have a link on it for you to sign, which is the link I told you about earlier. Now, all you need to do with it is simply click the link, and then it'll take you to the box that you need to sign. There's just one box to sign, and then you click one button which says execute all documents.
Nice.
So, give me 2 seconds, because I'll be ready with that in 2 seconds. I'm just filling out these last few details now, just about the time in the last final care home for our children's home, so when he was in St. Mary's. So, just put your notes down like that. 2 seconds. So the St. Mary's Kenmore. Okay. And he's in there from 1987. Okay, so I'm sending this over now for you. So like I say, in the next 2 seconds, or the next 30 seconds or so, you're going to receive the text message. It'll also be sent as an email as well, but we find that text message does reach people's phones a lot quicker than the email. So you'll see that in a second. So if you just give me 2 seconds while this sends over. Okay, so I've now sent that to you. So it should be there in the next 30 seconds. It'll be from Ben Jacobs, which is myself, and it'll be a document just for you to sign.
Right.
Now, when you go onto the page, it will say part one, part two, three for your clarity. If you just scroll past those, you'll see a box at the bottom which just says sign here. And then all you simply need to do is click execute all documents. That's it. Nice and easy for you.
That's it done.
Is that done, did you say?
Have I signed the one on the email as well?
No, you don't have to do the one on the email. It's the same message. So don't worry about that. That's everything done for you then, Janice. So like I say, these claims, they are taking at the moment to anywhere between 8 to 12 months. But like I say, we aim to get it done a bit quicker, but if we can, we will do. But we've obviously a lot of people making claims and the complexity of these claims. You know, there's a lot of things we need to look into. So like I say, we'll keep you updated. If you do need us at all, Janice, save this number in your phone. And you can give me a call on this number anytime, and I'll be able to assist you with it, okay? Or even send me a message on WhatsApp. You've got the WhatsApp there now anyway, okay?
That's fine. No problem then.
Perfect. No problem, Janice. Well, it's been a pleasure getting this set up for you, Janice. I do hope you do well with it. Okay, my love.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janice. Have a lovely day. Thanks for your time.
Give me yourself. Bye-bye. Bye.